My first guest this afternoon is Jerry Weatherhead, who's a photographer. And in these days of selfies, the mammy every Christmas says, I want a really nice family portrait. But it's so hard to get right, Jerry. Can you give us some tips, please?
Yeah, sure, Stephia. Thanks very much for having me on, by the way. There's a lot of unwritten rules about photography. I mean, people do things different ways. We've all got our own different style. But I think one of the main things is to fill the frame with the family shots. I mean, it depends how big the family is, obviously. But
quite.
fill the frame. Dogs, cats, everything as well. And make it balance. So don't have everybody on one side of the picture. Have the kids in the middle, mum and dad one side either. And the other thing is, most important, focus on the eyes.
Right.
Because when you look at someone and talk to them, you look at their eyes. And it's the same with a photograph. If the eyes are in focus, then the whole picture comes together.
So if you want to set yourself up for the best chance of success of getting a really good picture, what, I mean, talk us through kind of light and that sort of stuff.
I don't actually use a studio myself. I do a lot of landscape, I do a lot of portrait. I use natural light, which is very nice. But obviously people tend to say to me, oh, it's a nice bright sunny day today, it's great for photography. Well, it's not.
It's not, isn't it?
Because you get a lot of shadows and, you know, ladies are very cautious about shadows.
Tell me about it.
So an overcast day is quite nice. And also get the light behind the subject.
Right, so if you're in the house, mm-hmm. overhead lights or lamps or Christmas tree or what?
Well, overhead lights, you can buy a sort of portable studio setup if you like. I don't use one, but you can buy a portable studio setup where you can actually aim the lights from above or whatever. If you've got lights from above, you've got shadows from the face. So
yes.
More or less 45 degrees from the side, slightly from the front, but it depends on the power of the lights. You don't want it too strong.
Yeah. Tell me about working with children and animals.
Oh, my God. Children and animals. Children, take lots of chocolate with you.
Yeah.
And furry toys. Obviously, the younger they are, the harder it is to keep their attention.
Yeah.
But I tend to, when I photograph my cats, for instance, I tend to wear an Alice band with a little bell on top.
Because when I was in Sky News, we did a feature about photographing children.
Yeah.
And it was exactly that. The photographer had something on his head that amused my kids while
That's
they were
right.
having their photographs taken.
Yeah.
It actually quite amused me as well.
I usually ask someone to stand behind me and clap their hands or rustle a bit of paper. But yeah, you got to get their attention, and children are the same. You just got to act a little bit silly for them and make them laugh.
Okay, now you did mention, because obviously we ladies, we like nice soft focus.
Of course.
What are the tricks of the trade in that? I know it used to be in the old days like a stocking over the lens and that sort of thing.
I mean, going back to when I first started, years and years ago, when everything was black and white, we used to put Vaseline around the lens, around the edge of the lens to make it. And obviously that's not a great idea, but it worked then. But there's a lot of software you can use now for, there's all sorts of software you can use for soft focus. You can get a soft focus filter to put on the front of the camera.
Right.
Or you can do it through the computer.
So are you totally anti, you know, taking the photograph on your phone or whatever?
No, not at all. I think it depends what you want to do with the picture.
Sure.
I mean, if you want to put it in a newspaper or in a magazine, it's got to be very, very good.
Yeah.
And the editor's going to look at it and say, no, it's not good enough. But if it's just a fun picture on a beach or whatever selfies, they're fine. And the cameras are very good on these phones these days.
Whereabouts in Cambridge would you say would be a nice place to have a family portrait
done?
Well,
I've done a few in Cambridge. I find the back of the college is very nice, especially, I mean, I do a lot of landscapes, so I like aggressive weather, so
yes.
I like the mist and the early morning mists and whatever. Lots of trees, the river's there, so you can go on the bridges. You can even go on the punt and have a picture on the punt. So there's a lot of opportunity for good pictures, rather than just a brick wall behind you, for instance.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about how you got started.
Well, I took my first picture when I was 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. My dad's box brownie camera, which I've still got.
I bet it's worth quite a lot of money now, actually.
It's worth a lot to me as a camera. Because,
of course.
You know, it's a lot of... lot of memories there, but my father was an amateur photographer, my uncle was, my brother was, so I grew up with it. There's magazines laying around, and I just sort of picked it up, and I always got the cast offs from my brother. My dad's camera went to my brother because he was older than me. Then I got the camera, and then it's in my cabinet at home. But I started when I was 8, so that's what, 25 years ago.
Yeah, quite a bit. Tell us a bit about your specialities, because I know you do quite a lot of equestrian art.
Yeah, I do. I applied for a photo pass for the Newmarket races. They asked me to come along and do some pictures that the public don't normally see.
Are you sure that's legal?
Well, not them sort of pictures, yeah. They're on a different website. But I then went on to the training grounds at Newmarket, and I do a lot of stuff for the trainers and for individual riders. And again, yeah, there's a lot of selfies going on and pictures, but when I take a picture, I try and include the atmosphere as well. They come out really well. And
you do this fascinating thing called colour blocking, which I hadn't heard of before, before I saw your website.
Colour popping. Yeah, let's get the terminology right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned thing, really, but a lot of people don't like it. I think it's quite attractive. It's a black and white picture with a certain colour coming out.
Mm.
I've done some hunt shots just recently, a local hunt, where the I've got a picture low level, so I've got the boot of the rider and the bottom half of the jacket.
Mm.
Everything's black and white. The jacket comes out red.
Oh, that looks...
They love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love them.
That sounds great. Okay. Mm. If people want to see your work, what's your website?
My website is www.creativeye, all one word, so it's two E's in the middle, creativeye.me.uk.
Okay, Jerry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Is it too early to say Happy Christmas?
Well, off you go.
I'm meant to you, actually.